This is Morning Edition. On Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Maureen McCollum. With the UN's climate summit wrapped up in Paris and living in the midst of an El Nino, we're hearing quite a bit about our weather and climate. But there's also a lot to sort through when it comes to understanding these phenomena and future weather conditions. Here to help us better grasp the relationship between climate change and El Nino is WPR's Christian Knutson. He and his colleagues have been reporting extensively on the impact El Nino could have on Wisconsin. Christian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
First, we should break down briefly, what is El Nino?
El Nino is a climatic cycle in which water temperatures and air pressures in the tropical Pacific Ocean vary over several years to either east or west. And because of that, that can drive different weather patterns around the world.
So here in Wisconsin, even though we're nowhere near the Pacific Ocean, we felt it this fall.
Yes. And what El Nino conditions are is when temperatures in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, so west off of the coast of South America, when those start warming extensively due to basically a slackening of westerly flowing trade winds over that area, that is what defines an El Nino as an emerging phenomenon. And one started shaping up very early this year and strengthened over the summer and continued growing stronger over the fall. And that started to cause worldwide weather impacts throughout much of 2015, and it's forecast to continue into 2016.
But we're not sure yet what will happen over the winter with El Nino.
The specific outcomes are not known. Every El Nino is very different, and that's something that meteorologists and climatologists labor to emphasize, is that each of these is like a snowflake, and we can't predictably forecast exactly what will take shape. But there are patterns that do exist. And here in the upper Midwest of North America, we can generally expect warmer temperatures over the winter months.
And with climate change, briefly remind people what exactly climate change is and what impact scientists are seeing that having on our weather and our climate.
Well, what climate change is an increase of energy in the overall global climatic system. So as the greenhouse effect builds and more of the sun's heat is trapped inside the planet's atmosphere, that means there's an increase of energy in the entire system, and that has consequences that lead to warming and differing weather patterns and more extreme weather events. And so talking about El Nino versus climate change, they're very different things, and the important thing to note is that while El Nino represents a rearrangement of energy in the atmosphere, climate change represents an increase overall of energy in the atmosphere.
Even though they are two separate things, are they ever related? Do they ever play into one another?
This is something that scientists are just beginning to explore. There are not a lot of specific elements that have been determined of what may or may not the relationship be. But
what influence they're having on one another.
Yes, that science is just beginning. There have been some articles published that state that climate change may have an effect on creating more extreme El Nino and La Nina events. And just to briefly describe La Nina, La Nina is the counterpart to El Nino, in which the waters warm more in the western tropical Pacific Ocean. And so there are some reports published by scientists that say that climate change could lead to an increasing extremity of these events, but that is not something that has been extensively studied quite as of yet. And all the scientists who are looking at this are saying this is something where much more data is needed. And given the fact that El Nino is something that happens roughly 3 to 7 years in a cycle, and it's only really been studied since the 1950s, there just simply haven't been enough El Nino events to form a baseline of data that can be used to inform some of these much longer range projections.
So I predict that as we go into the winter, and if the winter is much warmer than we're used to here in Wisconsin. Also, as the presidential election approaches, it seems like we probably will hear a lot about El Nino, climate change. And do you think it is important for people to sort of differentiate between the two?
It's important to understand that weather and climate are two different things. And while they can inform each other, they are separate phenomenon. And what really matters here is the accumulation of information over time. You can't take a specific weather event and say this is because of El Nino, this is because of global warming, this is because of other things that are going on. There's a lot of talk recently about the very warm recent temperatures in the eastern half of the United States over the last month or so, particularly on the East Coast. And that has been attributed in part to El Nino, but also in part to an entirely different cycle, which is called the Arctic Oscillation. And that's if you remember the term polar vortex, that's where that came from. And that's kind of the opposite of that that's happening right now. And so there are all these different variables that come into play with what the weather, you know, in terms of the temperature and precipitation is like at any given moment in time. But this information is all very valuable as you can, you know, add it up over time. One very interesting thing about El Nino that you can point out, and if you look at recent weather events, is that, well, if you look at the major El Ninos that have affected the Midwest since 1950, you can say that the temperatures are more likely than not to be a little warmer during the winter months. But there's less certainty about what happens with precipitation, whether there's more or less precipitation, and more specifically, whether that precipitation is going to come in the form of rain or snow. So if you looked at the major rainstorms that hit southwestern Wisconsin earlier this month, if the weather had been colder, that would have been a major snowstorm, but it wasn't. The weather was warmer, so it came in the form of rainfall. And whether the precipitation falls as snow or rain and how that is then brought into the water systems and the river systems and the groundwater of these regions really has long-term impacts. But it's all, you know, a variable system in which you can't really point to one thing as the rationale for a given event.
Christian, is there anything else you want to add in regards to climate change and El Nino?
El Nino and climate change are different systems, but one way that is useful to think about them is that while they both operate in a different sense, their effects can be cumulative. So if you look at warmer temperatures this winter, as I was discussing, that can be attributed to any number of factors, including climate change, including El Nino, and including other climatic systems. But if you're having a warmer baseline temperature because of climate change, you're getting this long, over time, gradual increase in standard, you know, average temperature. When you have an El Nino event come, that means that baseline is going to be warmer. So an El Nino winter is going to be warmer because of that higher baseline temperature. So this is not a specific prediction, but as temperatures are forecast to gradually increase over time, as El Ninos continue to develop over coming decades, those winters could possibly be even warmer than we're experiencing now because of that long-term change.
Well, Christian, thank you so much for your insight into all of this. Greatly appreciate your work on it.
Thank you very much.
WPR's Christian Knutson has been reporting on El Nino and its relationship to climate change. To learn more about this, as well as the science behind El Nino and its potential impact on Wisconsin agriculture, recreation, and the logging industry, visit WPR.org/El Nino.